Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, baby. Yeah, baby. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show and Saturday. I'm ready to get the thing popping my own way, and I'm glad to be here. Glad you're here, too. Glad you had a little weight. Glad you came through. And we are going to talk about something tonight. Today, this afternoon, this Resurrection Saturday. Resurrection Saturday. I hope everybody had a good Friday yesterday, and I hope that you have a good Easter tomorrow. You know, for all the believers out there, you know, it's a good look. And I mean, definitely religion, culture, whatever. Let's all respect each other. But today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we are talking about when everybody else is having fun except you. When everybody else is having fun except you. You ever go to a party that you didn't want to go to? Huh? Have you ever been forced? Not necessarily forced, like you coming with me, but forced in a way like you know, somebody wanted to go, you wanted to help them out, maybe they were down, and now you're at this place, you're at this function, you're at this gathering that you didn't want to go to, and all of the reasons, all of the fears that you had, all the concerns that you had about why you didn't want to come to this thing come right to the surface. Yeah, it happens. It happens. Sometimes the good things that we do, the good deeds that we do for other people, sometimes are the things that directly punish us. But you got to do it sometimes. You got to do it sometimes. Sometimes your family is having something that you don't want to participate in, but that's your people. Sometimes it's your kids. Sometimes you got to take your kids to things that you don't want to do. Shout out to the parents out there that weasel out of certain functions that they have promised their kids or gave their children the impression that they were going to do, but they weaseled out of them some kind of way. You know what I mean? Shout out to the parents that use rain as an excuse not to do things. Oh, it's raining out there. Oh, we can't go. I was ready to go. We'll go next week. And then the next week, they're thinking of another excuse not to go. And I say shout out to them, not in a good way, because that's not a good thing. That's not a good look. You know how your kids be looking forward to doing things that they want to do. And you know they have to have those enriching experiences in order for them to learn and grow and experience and be able to expound, capitalize, and add to their life experience. And sometimes the things that we didn't enjoy when we were growing up are the very things that our children or somebody else that's close to us may enjoy. I wonder, and I'm just throwing this out there. I'm going to try to be fair today. I wonder if there were any heart-bleeding racists out there, white supremacists out there, that have had to go to like a function where there were going to be black people there. Like, let's say their children, spouse, business associates were going to a function where there were nothing but black people there. And here you are. You don't like black people. You don't want to have nothing to do with them, but you might be willing to take their money. So you had to go to their party. Or you had to go speak at their church. Something like that. You know, one thing I'll give to Donald Trump, and I don't give him much, but one thing I'll give him is this. You didn't see him posturing and fronting, going to functions to talk to black leaders or anything like that. You ain't see him do that. He made you come to him, but he wasn't going to you. I don't think that Donald Trump went and spoke at even one black church when he was campaigning. I don't remember him doing that. Unfortunately, that's what his lore was to a lot of people. Like, he keep it a buck. Well, if you consider, you know, racism, discrimination, and inequality to be forms of keeping it real.
Okay.
I'll go for it too. But yeah, let's say if you were a lifetime white supremacist who really didn't have any love, respect, tolerance, or admiration for black people, but you wanted to get some black money, so you had to go to this function. And you know, this might have been a function where you were forced to participate. Like, they're not going to give you their money if they sense that you don't like them. The donors aren't going to give money if they don't think that you appreciate them, or if they don't think that you have any respect for them. So you got to put on the dog. You got to put on a good face. You got to play the role. So while everybody is doing their thing at the black function, you doing what they doing their thing, they doing their thing, and you like, oh my God, I can't stand it. I don't like it. Well, you got to do what you got to do. So everybody seemed to be having fun. Maybe your partners and everybody, maybe they really started to get into this thing. Like, yo, you know, these black people are fun. Yeah, you know, they got the music, they dancing, you know. All of the stuff we stereotype them for, they actually doing. Now I kind of see how come they do it sometimes. I just don't see how they do it when they broke. I don't see how they do it when, you know, there are other more pressing and important things going on. But hey, hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. And your white supremacist ass is in the background like, yes. Hey, yeah, glad to be here. Oh, yeah, this is great. An enriching experience. Yeah, this is okay. You know, it happens. It happens. What's going on, Stacey White? How you feeling? Good to see me, some you. And also T. Carey Wright all up in the house. Glad to see y'all coming on by. Glad to see you. So I said hi. When everybody else is having fun except you. When everybody else is having fun except you. It's hard to have fun when you have a lot of pressing things on your plate. It's hard to have fun when you have a lot of worries and stressors that are plaguing your whole existence. It's hard to have fun when you're not in the mood to have fun. It's hard to have fun when you feel like it's time to take care of business. You know. And your friends, you know how when you're down, when you have concerns, when you have worries, you ever notice that your friends and people who love you and care about you, all they want you to do is have fun? You worrying about your bills? You may have shut-off notices coming through. Maybe even have shut off dates pending and they're close. And your friends are telling you, all right, you need to get this off your mind for a minute. Put on some clothes. We going out to the club. Put on some clothes. We going to a party. Put on some clothes. We going to the movies. I'm going to take you to dinner. And you thinking like, no, oh gosh, I'm getting evicted. They foreclosing on my crib. Where are me and my family going to live? I need to do something with the quickness. And I'm not trying to go out and show my thickness. I don't want to shake my ass in front of nobody. Don't want to go to the party. I don't want to be hottie. I don't want to do nothing. I want to bury my head. I want to pray to God all night and hope daddy has a better plan for me instead. Well, yeah, it happens. It happens. So that's what we're going to talk about today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, bust it up with each other. Go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and I am so happy, blessed, and proud to be broadcasting to y'all on this Saturday afternoon when everybody else is having fun for you. Everybody. You know how it always seems like everybody is doing something when you're not doing the same thing. You know how it seems like everybody wants the same things when you don't want the same thing. You know how it seems when you are the different person, the ugly duckling that may not be ugly, but you're a duckling and they are swans. They are geese. Quack, 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 quack. But it goes the way it goes. You know, when you have heavy things, when you have heavy things on your mind, and you may have been in a state where heavy things have been on your mind for a good minute. You know what I'm talking about? When was the last time that you've been in, not necessarily a rut, not necessarily in a funk, but you may be in a life-changing situation where you ain't ready to be partying, shaking your ass, singing songs. You might not be ready to put a lighter in the air or any of that kind of stuff. You may be doing a whole paradigm shift inside of your body, inside of your mind, inside of your soul. You might be doing a whole soul shift. Have you ever done a soul shift? Have you ever experienced a soul shift where everything that you held dear, the whole way that you saw the world, the everything that in your life that you deemed to be important to you started to change? A soul shift. A soul shift. Your whole value system started to become different. Yeah. If you're going through that type of change in your life, and it may have something to do with hormones, we have been sort of taught that when you go through puberty and from going from childhood into adulthood, that's the only time when you experience this hormonal imbalance or when like a woman goes from being able to reproduce children to not being able to reproduce children. In other words, she's going through the change. In other words, she's going through menopause. And all of the different things that are taking place physiologically inside of your body. But there are other times in your life where this may be happening because you may be learning new things. You may be experiencing new things. And those things that you're learning and experiencing and doing, seeing, hearing, touching, feeling, are changing everything that you thought that you knew in the world. And now you got to deal with this whole big change that's going on. It's a soul shift, baby. It's a soul shift. Have you ever experienced a soul shift? Unfortunately, for a lot of people, this soul shift may be the thing that separates them from the love of their life, separates them from their spouses, separates them from their family structure, separates them from their communities, separates them from basically their world. You know, the world around you is one thing, but the world inside of you, That's where it all goes down. That's where the biggest UFC battle is. You know the reason that I say UFC battle? Because UFC battles and other, mixed martial arts, the MMA, many times those battles are lost or won by submission. Not technical knockouts. Submission. Like, I had to tap out. He got me in a chokehold. I can't breathe. I ain't trying to die. Yeah. And that's That's what a soul shift can feel like. Dealing with the world inside of you. Inside of you, baby. Hey, yo, you got to deal with that world that's inside of you, baby. Because it's going to change everything around you. So, while you try not to be the Debbie Downer, your friends are wondering how come you at the club dipped in the back. You done found yourself a little booth in the back and you chilling. Maybe you might be hiding in between other people that you don't know. Like, yeah, y'all can sit here. Long as they don't know you, because that way they ain't going to be talking to you. You know what I mean? They ain't going to be trying to get you to react. Unless, have you ever tried to hide in a place with a bunch of people? So you figure if you placed yourself around people that you didn't know, then they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't bother you. And these people try to be extra Joe and extra friendly with you. Like, no, I'm trying to chill. I'm thinking about my baby overseas. I'm thinking about the tired pain in my knees. I'm thinking about how I'm getting older. I'm thinking about having to look over my shoulder. I'm thinking about the boulder that's on my, you know, the weight of the world on you. You know, the weight of the world that's on you. You know how, remember, we used to have that picture of the man having a globe on his head. He had to, yeah. Sort of like that. So the world within you is preventing you from shaking your ass, from throwing your hands in the air and waving them like you just don't care. I can't throw my hands in the air and wave them like I just don't care when I care. Naturalista rap. Naturalista rap. And she says, I leave if I'm not having fun. Well, have you ever been in a situation where you could not leave exactly when you wanted to leave? Not that you were imprisoned, but it might not have been a good look. For example, naturalista rap. It could have been a situation where you might have been in a situation where you wanted to leave your own party, leave your own function. It could have been a situation where the speaking engagement was for you, and you like, come on, man, push me up closer on the itinerary so I can get up out of here. You can't really get up out of here. They came to see you. Just an example. Personally, these are the reasons I'm against surprise parties. I got people in my family that are always throwing surprise parties, a pain in the ass. Oh, it's a surprise party, so don't tell nobody. Don't tell such and such. Make sure that they don't know. Oh, here we go. Well, here's what I've always had against surprise parties. What if the person that the surprise party for don't want a party? What if the person who the surprise party is for had other plans and it wasn't that surprise party? According to Will Smith, this is kind of what happened to Jada Pinkett Smith on her 40th birthday party. He threw this big gala extravaganza for her and she was like, nigga. You know, her little mean ass, her little mean devil-faced ass, or little rat face. She's sort of like a rat-faced cutie. She's not ugly. She's cute, but she's rat-faced. She's definitely not my kind of cute. But anyway. But he had all of this shit, you know what I mean, planned for her. It was like an itinerary, and she like, I was trying to chill today. And he ain't get it. He ain't get it. He's doing this wonderful thing for his wife, or so he felt. And she looking at it like, this party ain't for me. This party is for you. You want everybody to see you doing this thing for me. So everybody is like, oh, yeah, ooh, this party is the greatest. I wish I had a man to do this for me. And she like, you can have him. I'm ready to go meditate over a carton of raw eggs. It happens. It happens. I mean, what the guan? What the guan? It happens. Things can't always be the way that you sketch them up to be. Can't always be that way. But hey, I said hey. But still I rise, baby. Still I rise, baby. Okay, hold on. Let me see what y'all talking about. See what my people's talking about. TK Wright says, I've been in the position of not having fun when I've tried to make sure that my cousins or friends weren't alone at a function. Exactly what I'm talking about. That kind of stuff. TK Wright also said, same thing when I've played wingman. Oh, shit. Yeah, playing wingman. And that double dating shit. Naturalista Rap says, I have, and I left anyway. I'm not going to be miserable. Oh, okay. Okay, all right. TK Wright says, she's beautiful. At least she was before Botox. I've seen her up close and personal. Okay, so she's beautiful to you. I said that, you know, she was cute, but she just rat faced. No, I don't think that beautiful is the word I would use for her. Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. But to be fair, I don't think Halle Berry is the most beautiful chick in Hollywood or around the way or whatever. Not even close. So, you know, I don't have nothing against light-skinned chicks. But what we not going to do is what has been done too many times before. Like, you know, trying to act like because they are what they are, then they are the best. Like, we I ain't know. Okay. But anyway, so yeah, you know, like, when you're trying to help out with somebody else to make them happy or to, you know, when you put somebody's needs before your own, you know, when you are the stronger person and you're trying to help somebody else that may need some help getting strong, so you're doing a good thing for them. But it don't always work out. I never forget my dad. I had my dad take me to, I think, 2 or 3 wrestling matches. And I was having the time of my life because I really liked wrestling. And I think after the second or third time, he was like, listen, we're not doing this no more. Like, he shut it down. I'm thinking to myself, like, so you wasn't having a good time? I guess my pop was looking like, this phony baloney bullshit. I guess so. Look, I thought he was having fun. But, you know, he was doing it for me. But he didn't have to tell me he was shutting it down like that. Because basically he was telling me, don't even ask me no more. I'm not bringing you here no more. All right. Well, at least I got mine. I got mine. But it be like that sometimes. Evidently, he wasn't having the time of his life. And you know, that's my pop was a good soldier, but he wasn't a big sports fan. I've gone to playoff basketball games. with my dad, you know, because if somebody gave him some tickets, he would take me, which was great. But it was never his thing. So the comeback was something that wasn't going to happen. And something I've taken from him. He's never the type that's going to close the party down. Like, he's not going to be one of the last people leaving out of the party. He's going to get out of there early. And I'm pretty much like that, too. The clubs don't close with me in it. I'm getting on up out of here. But the thing is, I've thrown so many functions, put on so many events that I kind of had to wait to the end. But if it was up to me... I would got on up out of there. Not necessarily because I wasn't having fun, but, you know, things kind of run its course. Okay. GK Wright says, built like a preteen boy, though. That will never go over right over here. Or should I say, it would never go over well over here. Natural Lisa Rat says, I sure hope that you don't have anything against us. Look, I don't know what you look like. I'm going to assume that you're light-skinned. No. But no, I don't got nothing against y'all. Black is black. That's for sure. Black is black. That's for absolute 100% sure. We don't play them kind of games. But that's because I don't play them kind of games. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So yeah, when you're trying to hold it down for somebody, when you're trying to be there for somebody, and you know, you might be sacrificing yourself. You know what? It's really hard when somebody has lost somebody special in their lives, whether they've lost them in this world or whether they've lost someone from this world. You know, somebody may be going through a divorce or a bad breakup or experiencing what a lot of parents are experiencing around this time of year, which is empty nest syndrome. Your last child is leaving up out of there. You ain't lived by yourself. Let's see, your oldest might be, I'm 52. So I have the potential, if I started having children early, let's say I had my first child when I was 20 or something like that. So my oldest child could have been 32, something like that. Now, I would have had other children after that, but, you know, but each one might have been leaving, going to college. When that last one leaves, you haven't had much experience not having children around you, not having your children around you. And although it sounds like a liberating thing to finally, you know, have the house to yourself and all of that, not everybody wants that. So anyway, so you might be dealing with a friend who's going through that, so they're feeling kind of down. They're happy and they're sad at the same time. I'm glad my baby is growing up and they have so much promise and they're about to go to college or they're about to go to the military or but at the same time, they like, oh, but I'm going to be by myself. I'm divorced now or, you know, I'm not. So you try to be there for them and help them get through this trying time, which time will help them to adjust to the situation, just like time helped them to adjust to the situation of having their kids around all the time. You know all parents don't be wanting their kids around all the time. You know the parents that be trying to get rid of their kids all the time, especially in the beginning. You know, kids at their grandparents all the time. Not everybody who had children was ready to have children. But anyway, so maybe you try to take them out. Maybe you try to plan a vacation for y'all. Like, listen, you know, We gonna go to this. We gonna go down Atlanta for the weekend. We gonna go to Miami. We gonna go to Mexico. We gonna go Costa Rica. You get your passport. We going out of the country. We going that way. We going east. We going west. We going north. We going south. Whatever. You know what I mean? And so you trying to look out for the cookout. You might not be doing this for you. You're doing this for them. Because you know they need something to give them a different perspective on the world, because their world has been shattered or their world has been changed. Somebody who was caring for their mother for a long time or their dad for a long time. And then, you know, the ultimate thing happens and they leave this world. They pass on. And, you know, this person is messed up. They messed up bad. And, you know, you might see them falling into a depression or something like that. So you want to help. You want to help. So maybe you know them well enough to schedule to do something that they like to do. But it might not be what you like to do. It might not be what you like to do. You might have to do some shit like, maybe they enjoy going to rave parties. You ever been to a rave? Have you ever been to a rave? All that bouncing and slam dancing and crowd surfing and jumping up and down and all the drugs and all that kind of shit is crazy. One thing is for sure, even if you ain't enjoying yourself, you will not be able to deny that it is an interesting and an enriching experience. Like, what in the hell? When I was working at the convention center, they have this event every year. What's the name of that damn event? But it's a rave. And I didn't even know what a rave was. So it's a bunch of techno music, that type of music. You know, so what if you don't like techno music? I don't. But at least in that setting, you're going to hear techno music that I guess is good. It's loud enough. The beat is, the you know, a lot of those techno beats remind me of house music. It all kind of sounds, you know, the four on the floor type thing, you know. Not all of it, though, but. You know, and you realize how much they're into this. You're like, well, how come I don't know any techno artists? Like, they on tour, they paid all this money. But what you see is you see sex, you see drugs, and I mean hard drugs. They be in there, they on some other shit. And it's their own world. It's their own world. Cops ain't coming through. The authorities ain't coming through. They fucking in the staircases. Mm-hmm. They in the bathrooms. They sniffing their coke. They popping their pills. They shooting their drugs. And I'm like, so let me get this straight. You can just come in here, bring your drugs. They don't search nothing. You have to have all of this water on hand. Because they're doing drugs and they need water. It's different. So let's say your friend wants to go to a rave. They've been down. They got a divorce. Their mom died. Their dad died. They, you know, something like that, whatever. Their spouse passed away, whatever. And they want to go to a rave. So like, you're going to this rave and you're like, what in the hell? First of all, it might not be nobody there your age, if you're anywhere around my age or in the 40s or whatever. It's not your thing. You see all these young people, they doing their thing. And their thing might be the thing that your person is doing. They into that or they were interested in that. So you just like, I don't feel safe at the rave. I don't feel safe at the rave. These young people are looking crazy. I'm not feeling safe at the rave. Somebody needs to get the cops in here and maybe the DEA. I can't believe that you can do drugs openly and nobody has a damn thing to say. Yo, 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 we used to do coke parties back in the day, but that was a crack house. You know how that go. Hey, hey, we can't do it now. How they doing this shit now? Who the hell is they paying? I'm down. No, I'm down. I'm out. Yeah, and I'm about to give y'all a shout. I can't believe the things I saw this shit. I saw drugs being done on the wall. All right. So, yeah, you ain't enjoying yourself in there. You might be feeling scared. They dress funny. They look funny. They doing drugs. You know what I mean? Where do they have drugs and alcohol and funny dressed people and no shit jump off? At a rave. One thing you won't have to worry about, there ain't going to be no G shit jumping off, not a gangster in sight. But that's just an example of where you may place yourself for the greater good. And everybody seems to be enjoying themselves. Everybody seems to be having a ball. Everybody seems to be having fun except you. You are inside your own world, and this thing, woo, I said, woo. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we're talking about when everybody is having fun except for you. You ever pretend that you were having fun, and the person that you came there with or whatever, they keep checking on you to make sure you having fun. Like, hey, you all right? You enjoying yourself? And you like, yeah. This is cool. Lying through your teeth. You like, what time are we pulling up? Where can I sneak out of the back? I got to get up out of here. And you know, that rave thing is a whole culture. It's a whole different culture. Hold on. Oh, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. Not doing. Okay, let's go here. A rave is defined as a lively party or gathering involving dancing and drinking. A rave, this is Wikipedia. A rave, from the verb to rave, is a dance party at a warehouse, club, or other public or private venue, typically featuring performances by DJs playing electronic dance music. Yes. That's true. Yes. She's the rave scene. The style is most associated with the early 1990s dance music scene when DJs played at illegal events and musical styles dominated by electronic dance music from a wide range of subgenres, including drum and bass, dubstep, trap, break, happy, hardcore, techno, hardcore house, and alternative dance. Occasionally, live musicians have been known to perform at raves, in addition to other types of performance artists such as go-go dancers and fire dancers. The music is amplified with large, powerful sound reinforcement system, typically with large subwoofers to produce a deep bass sound. The music is often accompanied by laser light shows, projected color images, visual effects, and fog machines. That's all true. That is all true. I seen it all. Drugs, baby. Give me drugs. Give me drugs. Give me drugs. That big rave that comes to Philly every year. What's the name of that thing? Let me see. Let me see. But when you go there, they know the songs or know the beats or they appreciate it, and they be going crazy. And I'm like, One thing is for sure, it's very multicultural. Mostly white, but definitely multicultural. Speaking of multicultural, have you ever gone to a different cultural experience or event that you may not have been familiar with or may not have been in appreciation of? Long time ago, I worked for some Israeli Jews, and they invited us to their one of the bosses was having was getting married, so they had a wedding. My brother, well, he was down like a submarine to go, because he was into them. He thought they were great. He was interested in them. And I'm like, not impressed. So, yeah. All right. He's like, that used to happen with us a lot, because he was into the other man, and I've only ever been into the brother man. I shouldn't really say that, because I've been to countless, you know, white functions, almost everything. You know, Jew, Indian. I don't think I've been to any real Asian types of functions. Oriental Asians, because I just said Indian, which I have been to, but not Oriental Asians. India's an Asian too. We're not going to do that. But yeah, when everybody is having fun except for you, you could be around your own family, and this might be the case. All it really takes is for somebody to be at a function or party or an event that has done something to you, has wronged you. Have you ever had to put on a good face around somebody that you know has either slandered you or stolen from you or committed violence against you or whatever? So for the time being, you could not do anything about it. You had to wait until the right moment, but for the time being, you had to be a good soldier, play the background. You had to be patient. You had to be refined. You had to act like everything was all good. That's what you had to do. But what you wanted to do was go ham and ape. I want to go ape shit on this bastard. Y'all don't know what he did to me. I said that when I see him, it's going to be on sight. And this nigga's here right tonight. Well, it happens. But everybody's having fun except for you. And you got to pretend like you're having fun. And you're not. You're not having fun. You got to pretend a little bit. Got to front a little bit. You got to act like you know for a hot minute. It's all good though. You know, it might not kill you, but it won't make you feel alive. It might not kill you, but it don't make you feel alive. Everybody's having fun except for you. You could be at a baby shower. You experiencing postpartum. Everybody having fun except for you. You had a housewarming party. This is your housewarming party. Your sister brought your cousin who fucked your man to your damn housewarming party. You ready to set it off at your housewarming party? First order of business at my housewarming party is to kick my cousin out of my housewarming party. And I'm mad at my man, too. Both of y'all. Fuck out of here. Out, out, out. It happens. It happens. Crazy situation. All it takes is the placement of the wrong person in your environmental sphere to mess up everything. It's like they're getting in the way of the light. They are ruining everything. You know, everybody's having fun except for you. You don't want to be a Debbie Downer. So you're putting on a good face. You're smiling. But on the inside, you was frowning. You mad. Real mad, you know what I'm saying? Real mad, you understand what I'm saying? It's not a good look. But it happens, and we place ourselves, well, we find ourselves in these situations sometimes. And it's something that we got to deal with. Not being able to have fun in a place that we're supposed to be having fun at is something that we got to deal with. Have you ever been in a situation where you were actually afraid of something? You could be at the zoo. You could be at SeaWorld. You could be at the circus. You know, a lot of people are deathly afraid of mice. You ever go to a place that you had to be at for a while and you saw a mouse? You're deathly afraid of mice. And you just saw a mouse. You are on the verge of freaking out. And I ain't gonna lie. I do not see what so many people see so much fear in mice about. But it happens. It happens, man. It happens. Mice separate men from mice. One little mouse can ruin your whole world for those people who are afraid of mice. You know, being in a situation or being in an event or something like that where your enemies are there. So now, you may not be afraid, but your emergency senses are heightened, very heightened. You've seen what these people have done and will do before, and you're kind of worried about it right now. They might have all their peoples with them. You ain't got none of your peoples with you. Not today. Not today you don't. Today, you solo dolo. And not in a good way either. Solo dolo. It's bad. Everybody's having fun except for you. Can't have fun. It's very hard to have fun when you're afraid. Mad hard to have fun when you're afraid. It's almost impossible. This is not the adrenaline rush you've been looking for. This is not that good love you've been looking for. This is not that good situation you've been looking for. right, let's do this. We ain't going to take up a whole lot of time today. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs and get out of the way. So let's do them. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Lenita Sakel. That's my man Lawrence Sakel's sister. Turning 61 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And also Lamar Tindall turning 48 years old today. And Ramonda Blackman turning 59 years old today. And Jamila Richardson turning 36 years old today. And Alicia Moore. More, less is more. No, more means more. She's a go-getter. And that's one of our peoples, without a doubt. Happy birthday to you. And Matoya Reed, turning 48 years old today. And last but not least, Nasha Sweet as Honey Mitchell, turning 44 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious April 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all y'all, go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. When you're the only one not having fun, when everybody else is having fun around you, I mean, those are the times when you might not feel appreciated enough because at least you didn't shut it down. At least you didn't mess it up for everybody. You know, a lot of times when somebody isn't having fun, when everybody else is having fun, they make sure that they become the dark cloud on the whole situation. They're going to rain on everybody else's parade. If I'm not having fun, I'm going to fuck it up for everybody. Not a good look, but some people feel more than justified in doing that. Sometimes they apologize for it later. A lot of times they don't. You know, so often now people will say things like, well, that's how I was feeling at the time, so that's what I went with. And they think that that's okay. And maybe in some situations that might be okay. But we all have to take one for the team in our lives in some area at some time. We all do. It's not a bad thing to do, and it's definitely not a bad way to be. Hopefully, you don't put yourself in those types of situations where that happens consistently. All the time, you're putting yourself second. All the time, you're putting yourself second. All the time, you're putting yourself second. That shit ain't good. It's like walking outside naked. You are exposed. Them hoes try to come through and talk about your lack of clothes. But speaking of clothes, we going to close it down, not C-O-L-T-H-E-S, but we are the best, and we taking less than we would give. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to learn how to live and learn how to be the best version of myself. And I ain't going to be the only one not having fun by myself. But sometimes you're the only one having fun, too. You ever been in that situation where you're the only one having fun? Everybody else around you is like, this is whack. And you're like, yo, this is great. Isn't this great? No. Boo. 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 Peace, Emily. Dunlap in the house. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming on out. All right, y'all. So we will, tomorrow's Easter. don't see why not. Yeah, we're going to have a show tomorrow. Matter of fact, we're going to have a show tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so let's do it. I want y'all to have a great day today. Go out and buy a sweatsuit and some sneakers, man. I mean, it's Easter tomorrow. Go out and buy a sweatsuit and some sneakers. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. But love is love. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. So.